Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. No white Christmas in 2025. Maybe some rain in spots. The low of 34 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 45. Well, the Steelers have just two games left. Aaron Rodgers talked to the Steelers media earlier today after practice. His answer on what is going on with DK Metcalf, his thoughts on how the receiving core can rebound, and maybe even a little bit about that crazy ending in Detroit. That is all right here with Aaron Rodgers. Let's listen to the Steelers starting quarterback.
Aaron, do you have any gifts in mind for your former team if they give you some help on Saturday night?
Well, I gave them a lot of gifts over the years, so this is payback.
Aaron, you're not having DK, maybe how does it affect the offense?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we've had a lot of different guys with ailments over the season. We're in a lot of different personnel groupings, so I'm sure Art will have a good plan for all that, and obviously we have more opportunities for Marquez and Adam and hopefully Roman as well.
Is that kind of the upside of having, you know, so many different combinations, is that it's not necessarily overly reliant on one particular player?
No, we haven't been. Yeah, we haven't been overly reliant. I mean, obviously DK has drawn a lot of attention all season long. Been a lot of doubles on him, so it's given other guys opportunities. But when there's been a one-on-ones for DK, we've made, you know, a lot of plays. So I don't have to be other people stepping up.
Cam told this morning about it being frustrating during a player suspension. They can't be in the building, and they kind of lose their support system. How do you kind of support DK during these 2 weeks?
Yeah, interesting thing to think about. You know, a lot of times when there's been suspensions in my past, it's been substance-related. And I feel like those guys need the stability and the structure of being part of the group. You know, I've never believed that excommunicating somebody from the kind of the comfort and the foundation of a locker room is never a great thing. So I'd love to see them look at that and adjust it, especially substance related, because, you know, that's something we need, your support system. And I feel like there's been guys over the years that I've been around that would have benefited more from being able to still be a part of the locker room.
You've been on that visiting sideline a lot in Detroit over the years. Has that guy ever, that fan ever heckled you or gotten on you in any particular way?
Probably. I mean, I don't have a real relationship with any of those fans. Kind of by sight. But there's always a lot of different things that are said. some things that are benign and some things that aren't. And, you know, I think there's a mindset that you pay for a ticket and you say whatever the hell you want. I think there should be some code of conduct. Obviously, that was intentional. And I think there was some celebration afterwards on his part. Obviously, don't condone what DK did, but I understand, you know, there's been a lot of crazy comments said my way over the years, and, you know, the truth is that that would never happen face-to-face. That would you know, even some of the most hated people that hate me the most in the cities that I've played against OC North, it's always pretty cordial when you see some of those people out and about. But in that setting, you know, there's a lot of things that are said. There's two sides to every story, and I support DK. I'll continue to support DK, and at this point, that happened.
Have you noticed that more get out of hand in the social media age with cell phones and videos?
Well, I think there's been a lot of great things that have come from social media, from fantasy football. When I first got in the league, that stuff was kind of more on the fringe. And obviously there's the whole gambling part of it, too, that's brought more eyes to our sport. And I think a lot of that stuff is really good for the sport. Now, at the same time, as you're seeing parts of society erode, shall we say, maybe the conduct has changed a little bit over the years. Now, I'm all for good trash talk, and, you know, the Browns got the dog pound. They got a great fan base. I love the banter with the fans. I was bantering with the fan in the stands the other day. He was yelling a bunch of stuff at me. His voice cracked. I was teasing about that. But there's a line. I think there's a line that it shouldn't be crossed. And, you know, you don't hear a lot of that in playing at Lambeau all the years. Those are some of the nicest nicest fans you could possibly imagine. You're a visiting fan. You walk around the, you know, Lombardi there. You find your way into a tailgate. You probably have a beer in your hand, maybe PBR and the brat. It's not the same everywhere across the league.
Do you remember playing against Deion Sanders?
Yeah. I didn't throw him a pick, thankfully. But he was playing in Baltimore in 2005 when we went down there Monday night. And I came in the game, we were down 41-3. And I had a fun exchange with him between the third and fourth quarters. And luckily I kept it tight when we lost 51-3.
So your thoughts on playing your son?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. A lot of these guys in here and out there, you know, have played with relatives or fathers against them. You know, Baltimore or Cincinnati has Chris Jenkins' son. I played with his uncle. Tampa has Antoine Winfield Jr. I played against his dad for a number of years. Obviously, Joey in here, you know, played against his dad. So it's fun because it means I'm still playing. I followed Shador's career. I mean, any football fan that watched him go from Jackson to Boulder, and that being kind of a former Pac-12 school, you know, obviously was pulling for him. And, you know, there's a tough draft slide, obviously much longer wait than mine was. But it seems like he's, you know, been patient and worked on his craft, and he's been playing pretty good the last few weeks.
Aaron, how have you seen Roman handle not getting a helmet the last couple of weeks? What's your trust in him?
I've had conversations with him. Like, he's kind of still a rookie. You know, he didn't really play at all last year, and he's come in and improved. And I think the most important thing for any young player is the mental part of it, and not just learning the X's and O's and becoming a master of your craft, but it's dealing with the adversity that happens to everybody at every age throughout your entire career. It's tougher when you're a younger player because it feels a lot more ominous and a lot more, foundational, where it can kind of crack the stability that you feel. But I feel like he's handled himself really well. He's had good practices, and now he's going to get another opportunity, so I'm excited for him.
Aaron, what is it like to have TJ back at practice, even just from an intangible perspective?
I mean, TJ is one of our leaders, so I love having him around. Not sure what his status is going to be, but just his presence is good for our team.
Aaron, you guys have run a lot more 11 personnel looks the last 2 weeks. How much of that is the growth of the wide receiver room with guys like MBS and Thielen, or versus just how much that is matchup specific to the Dolphins?
A little bit of both, I would say. You know, I said it last week, you know, when we went to Ireland and kind of introduced Spencer being the sixth offensive lineman, that has kind of gone around the league. And as it goes around the league, people are figuring out how to kind of attack it best. And so you got to adapt and adjust. And one of our adjustments has been more 11 personnel. Obviously, that's coincided with MDS and Adam playing more snaps for us. And the stability that they bring from an X's and O's standpoint and a veteran presence and experience. So, you know, it's been good for us. We've been productive in it. But, you know, Art's always going to mix it up, unconventional warfare, and it's just not as many snaps, you know, with Spencer as a sixth offensive lineman.
Now, it's a little bit of a what-if, but if the Packers do win Saturday night and you guys clinch the AFC North, do you want to play on Sunday? I mean, how do you kind of approach that from a division of labor standpoint?
Well, it's an 8 o'clock game, so by the time that game finishes, I'll be sleeping, hopefully. So I'm preparing to play and excited about playing.
Have you ever been in that situation before where your fate could be determined before you step on the field Sunday?
Yeah, probably. I think that most of the situations in a penultimate week, I've ended up playing. So it hasn't even been a question regardless of what happens. You know, if you're playing the afternoon game or the Sunday night game, in a game that affects your fate is in early in the day. I mean, I'm sure that's happened. I'd have to go back and search the memory banks there. But you just, you know, when it's the penultimate week, you expect to play. Last week, you know, was obviously a little different story. But usually you know at that point because the games are slotted based on, you know, the effect that a win-loss has on other teams.
Guys, two more. Aaron, you hit it off with Penn pretty early. It was Skowronek. What's your reaction to him being a pro bowler and the way he plays on special teams?
One of the worst things that could happen to him. I love Ben. I mean, Ben and I became fast friends from the start, and really, really happy for him. That's an interesting, you know, slot when you're kind of the nominated Pro Bowl teamer, because so much of it, when it comes down to that, is name recognition, you know, and then it's the Pro Bowl in general. You know, guys get in, you know, a year after they probably should be in, and maybe stay a year after they probably shouldn't be voted in. But for a guy like Ben, it's huge for him, you know, moving forward, the recognition that he deserves. You know, obviously he's made a name for himself in teams and made a ton of plays for us the entire year. So it's great for him. You know, he works his ass off. He cares about it. I haven't been exposed really the majority of my 21-year career on a lot of teamers. You know, it just wasn't really a thing in Green Bay. We didn't have, like, specific guys who would make the roster and be merely a team, you know, first and foremost a teamer. So when I came here and there was multiple guys who were kind of in that role, you know, JP being one of them, you know, him being one of them, Killer Brew, obviously it's fun to have those guys in your squad who care so deeply about it because we know, you know, again, I've been a part of, unfortunately, a few of those games where special teams makes a difference, whether it's the end of the season or in the playoffs. And to have guys like that who care so deeply about teams is huge for a locker room for a team.
How's your body sort of pulled up during the, you know, you talked about it having to warm up to the season. I mean, how do you feel in mid-December compared to maybe even a few years ago?
I'd say probably the last 5 or 6 years I kind of Benjamin Button this thing compared to some of the other guys where guys just kind of hanging on. For whatever reason, I feel like I get stronger as the season goes on. And I think part of that is the cold weather. I always say that the cold weather slows everybody else but me down, so I'm going my normal speed, but it's slightly faster than the other guys who are slowed down by a field or by the cold or whatever. But, yeah, the wrist is still healing, but everything else feels really good.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Fan Hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You know what time it is. Even on Christmas Eve, you know this guy's going to be working. It's 5:15 on a Wednesday, and that means it is time for the Hawk Report, which is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. Jeff, before we get you started, I do want to know, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, that's a good one. Christmas Story is just, it's timeless, even with the dated references. But Christmas Vacation was one for me as a kid. Now that one still resonates. It's just, there's just too many lines in there that you think of all the time. So I've got to go with that movie. I know there's serious ones, but come on, you got to have a little fun. It's the holidays.
Yeah, I found out the hard way yesterday. You know how we do the name game on Tuesdays. I found out that according to Rotten Tomatoes, A Christmas Vacation is like the 64th highest rated Christmas movie. How in the world does that happen?
Yeah, it's like watching the Academy Awards. It's like, I haven't seen any of these damn movies. Like, put up a movie that I've seen. How about an Avengers for an Academy Award or something, you know? It's not like, I respect those movies, but they don't entertain me.
Jeff, now that we'll get into the Steelers, enough about the movies that are too critically acclaimed. What is the vibe in the building following the DK Metcalf suspension and then the suspension being upheld for the incident in Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's going to be an opportunity for a couple of guys. I think there's maybe a little disappointment. I mean, each guy's got their own reaction to it because it affects, you know, some of these guys differently than it does others. I think Cam Hayward, you know, as a guy who's been a union rep for the team, had said before practice today that, hey, you know, he thinks it's bull that a player can't even be around for practice, that they can't be around the facility, that you shouldn't lose contact with a guy for making a mistake. He's already losing financially and big time because of the way the contract is. But it's on those guys to make sure they stay in contact with him. I think ultimately they realize this stuff is part of the game and they're trying to focus in on Cleveland. And I think the bigger picture that Tomlin's trying to preach to them is, hey, we're a win away from winning the division. So forget about anything else and just focus on getting Cleveland. And then, not that he's bringing this up, but who knows, they might get lucky and they don't even have to worry about it on Sunday. It's already decided.
Yeah, and I know that in his press conference the other day, he acted like he had no idea that the Ravens played on Saturday night. Sometimes I always wonder, you know, if that's a little BS getting thrown out there by players and coaches, because I feel like they got to be a little bit aware of that situation. But I get that he probably doesn't want to preach to his guys like, hey, you know, there's a chance we don't have to worry about this game on Sunday.
For any of them that are watching or that hear about it or see any clips of it, he doesn't want anything out there that shows that he knows when that is, that he knows the scenario, that he's already thinking about resting guys. Like, he can't have that narrative out there. So I think that's why so many times he downplays stuff like that. I mean, he knows when that stuff is. I mean, of course he does. But he tries to play. A lot of coaches try to play these games through things that he says through the media, through his news conference, and that's just him trying to make sure that they understand that they need to focus on Cleveland and not worry about what the Ravens are doing.
Jeff, that game in Detroit, when it comes to just the ending of games, that one has to rank pretty highly for you in terms of just outright chaos.
Well, and I want to ask you, Donnie, what it was like in the stands, because for us, even when he got done with his announcement that there's pass interference, it's a touchdown, game over, we looked at us, and we should know these, like, we're looking at each other like, but who won? Like, how did this end? And
yeah,
you could hear the crowd go crazy when they said touchdown, and then the offensive pass interference, but it's game over. I don't know what it was like for you in the stands.
It was bonkers. I mean, because, and, you know, Carl Cheffers made the mistake of, he opened up his mic and he said, yeah, the call on the field's a touchdown. Place goes absolutely berserk. So, and then he slips in, however, there was pass interference. The game is over. You know, it doesn't count, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it was almost like a hysteria, like pandemonium. I mean, the place was going crazy. I do have to say, as an aside, I like the fan base a whole lot. I know there's certainly some sour grapes in there. I mean, obviously the guy who, you know, DK Metcalf got in the altercation with, you know, not the greatest representation of their fan base. That atmosphere lived up to the hype. It was awesome. And you can also hear it in my voice, Jeff. I got very into the game. Because it did bring a higher intensity than a lot that I remember. But yeah, there was confusion up there. Now, myself and my buddies, we're thinking like, all right, there's just simply no way that they give the Lions a touchdown here. But there were Steeler fans around us who were very confused. Like, guys, why are you cheering? We just lost the game. They put it up on the scoreboard there in the stadium,
right,
that it was 30-29. And even for a second, I doubted myself. So, yeah, I mean, it was almost like a hysteria-type feeling.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I mean, it's come a long way from the last time I was in Detroit. There were Steeler fans everywhere. Not that there weren't Steeler fans there, but Detroit showed out. And I think for me, as a fan of kind of northern football outdoor and how domes can be sterile, I was a little bit won over because – the crowd noise was the loudest I've heard all year at any venue. I mean, it makes a difference when you're in that environment for opponents.
Talking to Jeff Hathorn, it is our Hawk Report here on 93.7 The Fan. Yeah, Jeff, you bring that up, and, you know, I hate to say it. I told the guys this yesterday. I'm kind of coming around to the indoor stadium idea. I mean, it wasn't – I'll tell you this, it wasn't a bad feeling going from tailgating outside in about 20 degrees to something that was climate-controlled, and just the noise level in there, because there's nowhere for it to go. I would have to agree, I mean, of any game that I've attended in years, that was the loudest sporting event I've attended in a very long time.
Yeah, it is – it is a cool environment. I mean, I loved how let's put it this way. If I'm sitting at home or in a press box, I love how the environment plays out in a game in the North. But if I'm going to a game, it's not so bad to have it 70 degrees and nice and have that crowd really reverberate through a stadium where there's nowhere for that noise to escape.
Jeff, one more for you before we let you go. The Steelers can simply take care of business on Sunday, too, in Cleveland and win the division. That's if they don't get the Packers to do their dirty work on Saturday night. What's your feeling on this game? And I know the guys always tried to get you to predict the game the furthest out of anybody.
So, I mean, they've lost, what, five of the last six up there? Cleveland played, you know, very hard, gave Buffalo a really tough game last week. That being said, I just think the Steelers' defense is playing at a different level. The Browns are without their stud rookie tailback for this week. I know Shador has made some plays. I know Fannin can be a problem. I think the Steelers get this done in what's expected to be a rainy but warmer game. I say the Steelers win it 24-13.
All right, there you go. Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan, 93.7thefan.com. Check him out. Jeff, thanks for taking the time. Have a great holiday, and I will talk to you on Sunday morning as we continue to preview this Steelers-Browns matchup.
Yes, live from the home of Christmas Story in Cleveland, Ohio. I can't wait. Merry Christmas, Donnie, to you and your family.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Donnie.
There he goes, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com. You can follow along on Twitter at 93.7thefan. You can watch the shows there now, too. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, a little treat for all of you, created by one of our own here at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A little Christmas minute is on deck. That's next, then a hodgepodge.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
5:30, that's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all of your Christmas gifts this holiday season. Donnie, football with you for a little bit longer on this Christmas Eve edition of the PM team. No P or M, Chris and Pony off for the holiday. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. One of our other producers here at 93.7 The Fan did something I think is very, very creative. And I know he played it this morning. He was hosting the Fan Early Morning Show and then the morning show, which was hosted by Paul Alexander, one of the original hosts of that show way back when the Fan began. But gorgeous Charlie Borges, he put together a little press conference Santa style for the Christmas season. I want to give people an opportunity to listen to this because it is some pretty good stuff from our guy, gorgeous Charlie Borges. You will recognize a few of the voices here that either play characters or themselves. So let's listen to what our guy Charlie put together.
Welcome back to Frosty News. I'm Bob Blizzard. We're going to send it to the North Pole, where Santa will be taking the podium before his 2026th Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Good afternoon. As always, I'll start with a synopsis of last Christmas. Oftentimes, when you're in the sleigh, you resist drawing broad conclusions about how the night is going. That's why we wait to watch the tape to evaluate our process. Certainly, there are things we could have done better when it comes to present delivery, but such is life when you're delivering presents around the world. Overall, I felt it was an above-the-line performance from our team, but we expect that. The standard is the standard. Before I look ahead to this Christmas, I'll briefly touch on some injuries. Blitzen has a hoof. He could be characterized as day-to-day. Donner suffered a sprained antler, but his arrow is pointed up. Comet has a rib injury, and we'll let his participation today be our guide. The rest are bumps and bruises associated with repeated landings and takeoffs. On to this year's Christmas. I always tell you guys, if you put it on tape, the rest of the world is going to know about it, and certainly there are some novel challenges presented by this Christmas. Doorbell cameras and motion sensors are going to be a component of our task, and we don't run from that, we run to it. I'll pause now and open it up for questions.
Wendy Winter from Christmas Tree Weekly. How do you determine who is on the naughty or nice list?
Obviously, when you're dealing with something as crucial as the naughty or nice list, you want to turn over every stone, if you will. Does the child love being nice, or do they just do it for presents? If they're naughty, we have to figure out whether or not we can help them fit on the nice list. It's a complicated process, and that is why we spend so much time on it.
Santa, Susie Candy Cane, Polar Bear Press. Do you still like milk and cookies, or do you wish that the snack would evolve?
You guys in the media can talk about that. But for me, snacks are snacks. We generally know what we're going to get, and it's more about managing the quantity than it is the snacks themselves. There will always be a new flavor of the week, so to speak. But at the end of the day, this is a chewing and drinking business.
Hi, I'm Molly Mistletoe from Wonderland News. I'm curious to know, how do you deal with the Ring camera situation? You know, modern technology, a lot of households have property security, and being that you come in, you know, at odd hours of the evening, how do you avoid being seen on the Ring cameras?
We have to be prepared to deal with things as they are, not as we want them to be. If you have red paint, you paint your sleigh red, so to speak. But as I said before, we don't run from the Ring cameras, we run to them. We know that if we execute, those cameras do not matter. We do not care.
Hi, I'm Coco Collins with the Sleigh Bell Times. Being so big, how do you stay fit for such a long day of physical activity?
That is why I am highly compensated. Such is life when you're delivering presents to billions of children around the world. I welcome the challenge of being in sleigh. The fatigue and exhaustion is a privilege.
Santa, Peppermint Patrick from the North Pole Chronicle. Rudolph was listed as questionable with a nose this week. I'm just curious if you could update us on that and the health of the entire sleigh team.
I failed to mention Rudolph earlier, but as always, we'll let his participation be our guide. And if he can't go, the reindeer in this stable know that antlers sharpen antlers, and it's a next mammal up mentality.
Santa, Timothy Tinsel from The Athletic. Following that up, Blitzen was named in a potential lawsuit for running over Grandma last Christmas. Do you have any comments on that?
I am not going to speculate on those matters. I am singularly focused on tomorrow night's present deliveries. That is the only thing on my radar. I wasn't even aware of any pending lawsuits, to be quite honest with you.
Stephen Snow from the Polar Penguin paper. There were rumors of some of the reindeer try dry needling and something went wrong. Can you confirm those reports?
I'm not going to speak with certainty on that matter one way or another. We're going to keep that in the stables.
Hey, Santa, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan. Is there a fear that all the presents won't be delivered on time?
We do not live in our fears in the North Pole. The standard is the standard, and we strive to meet that in everything we do.
Jingle Jones from the Jolly Journal. Could Jack Frost come in, Santa, to replace you if things don't go so well?
Huh. Pressure is a privilege. Delivering these gifts is a privilege. I own that. I do not seek comfort. We do not seek comfort. So while I am not ignorant of those rumors, I think I'll let you guys worry about that.
Hi, Santa. Huge fan here. I am Diane December from the Northern Lights Gazette, and I was wondering, when someone does not have a chimney, how do you still get in?
I'm not going to get into the schematics of magic with you, although I am impressed with the overall depth of your question.
Sam Evergreen, Holiday Herald. Everyone always tells you what they want for Christmas, but what do you want for Christmas, Santa?
Man, I just want to be the best and to know we did everything we could in pursuit of the perfect present preparation and procurement. Okay, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Great stuff from our guy, Gorgeous Charlie Borges, very creatively putting that together. I think my favorite part was Pony right off the jump, a very good impression of Bob Pompeiani, the legendary KDKA TV figure, a member here at 93.7 The Fan, and also the guy that is the host of the Mike Tomlin press conference each and every week. Coming up, we have a hodgepodge of nothingness. Dom wants to get into something that is a budding feud on this holiday season. We get into that coming up before we send you to the Infinity Sports Network at 6. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather, that is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Unfortunately, for folks who want a white Christmas, you're not going to get it. Cloudy, low of 34 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy all day, high in the mid-40s. It is hodgepodge time on 93.7 The Fan, and the hodgepodge of nothingness is brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com. Dom, I'll let you start the hodgepodge. You told me before the show you had something good cooked up for this, and with the few minutes we have, I'll let you take it.
Thank you, Donnie. I saw this last night, and it just piqued my interest because you know I love a good feud. I love a good rivalry. I love when people have beef. So I don't know if you've seen this yet. You know how SNL had their big 50th anniversary extravaganza last year?
Yes.
Well, one person was famously, infamously not a part of this. Chevy Chase. Well, Chevy Chase spoke out yesterday and said he was very hurt that he was not even asked to be a part of the show. And he's kind of PO'd now at SNL and Lorne Michaels and the whole crew for not being a part of this. And I know you're a big SNL guy. I am 100% Team Chevy Chase, all the way. I don't even think there's another side to this. He is one of the reasons that show is where it's at today, and I don't care how bad of a guy he is, and apparently not the best guy, doesn't matter. He built that show for what it is, and to not be included in the event that celebrates it is absurd.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen this, and I didn't realize that he never got invited. I always just thought, like, okay, maybe they invited him. He said thanks, but no thanks. Yeah, I mean, I'm on his side, too. I know that he didn't have, like, the best relationship with some of the people that he worked with there. One of the big nuggets from the movie Caddyshack, which is an all-time classic comedy movie, is that he and Bill Murray notoriously hated each other. That's why they did one whole scene together in that movie. So, yeah, I mean, he didn't have the best relationship with people on that show, but he's still absolutely an iconic cast member. Do I put him in the top five? Probably not, but, I mean, he's a guy that is probably in the top 10 of most lists, and he's also somebody who's been so successful outside of the show. That certainly speaks for itself at the same time. So he's somebody that absolutely has to be included in that. Yeah, I like that little feud rolling.
Well, one of the things that Chevy Chase said, and I think he spoke to Variety about this, one of the things he said was, why was Bill Murray there and why was I not? I don't have an answer for that. That's a great point. Like, if he got into it with Bill Murray, that's a two-way street, baby.
Yeah, I mean, they're also both, like, in their late 70s and close to 80. I mean, I don't think they're coming to fisticuffs at the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
Would you consider Chevy Chase the king of the Christmas movie? Like, when you think of Christmas movies.
I think of Christmas Vacation.
So you think of Chevy Chase over Tim Allen or, you know, Macaulay Culkin?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think I put that movie ahead of Home Alone or the Santa Claus movies.
Christmas with the Cranks?
I mean, Cranks, I like Cranks more than I like the Santa Claus movies.
That's not a bad take.
Which might be insane, but I enjoy that movie more. I mean, Vince Vaughn has a couple good ones. You got Fred Claus, you have Four Christmases. I mean,
he's in the top five.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look out for his rise to Christmas fame. Yeah, I mean, I think of Christmas Vacation before I think of any of them. But here's a take about the vacation movies. The original is my favorite, and then Christmas.
Really?
And then the other ones you can just kind of cast aside.
What about Vegas?
Never got into Vegas or European Vacation.
Really? I never liked the original Lampoon Vacation. Like the original
I love the original.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah.
Christmas 1, Vegas 2, and then the other ones.
You can rank Vegas them, however. Two.
That one was funny, man. When they go to Vegas, they're gambling. It's awesome.
Dom, thank you for your fine work behind the glass today. This was a lot of fun. Glad we could take the time to fill in for the guys. Want to wish everybody out there a very happy and healthy holiday season. Enjoy wherever you are en route to for Christmas Eve and wherever you spend your time on Christmas morning tomorrow. Coming up, it's nobody locally, and then we will have all three of the NFL games tomorrow for you, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. So we have the Infinity Sports Network coming up next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.